Well, good morning, good morning. Go ahead quickly and state your name. Well, praise the Lord. So good to have you join us this morning. And even though we weren't able to hear your name, we just thank you so much for coming with us here on the TNC call this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father in heaven, we are eternally grateful for your word. We thank and praise you, Lord, because you told us to have faith, just faith as the grain of a mustard seed. And that doesn't even take a whole lot. But when we have just that little bit amount of faith, you can work a lot. But when we have a lot of faith, Lord, I just am amazed at what you are able to do with an abundance of faith. But all you require is a little. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word is true. For you said, let your word be true and every man a liar. Father, we thank and praise you for the TMC call, Lord. We can come and get nourished, oh God, to go about the day to do those things that you have called us to do. We thank and praise you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we thank and praise you for sustaining this call for almost 4 years on October 25th. Father, we thank and praise you for watching over them and for keeping them and ordering their footsteps and being that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path, Lord, and for blessing them with favor, Lord, and for downloading witty ideas in them, oh God. Now, Father, we ask that you continue to keep them and watch over them and cover them with your precious blood, oh Lord. Father, we thank and praise you in their Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts' quiet times, oh Lord, that they know that you are there with them, comforting, instructing, and lifting them up. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family, from Papa Diaz de Leon down to the littlest member of the family. Father, we thank you that you put a vision in his heart, and that vision, because he walked by faith and not by sight and trusted you, is where it is today, Artists International. Father, we thank you that this company has been a blessing to so many. Now, Father, we ask that you continue to keep Papa Diaz de Leon in your loving care, that you continue to enrich him, oh God, that you continue to minister to his spirit and to his body, and the entire family as well, Lord, and give them that sweet rest they need as well. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker this morning who will bring forth the word of God, Lord, that we know is encouraging, that we know is downloaded from the throne room of heaven, that we know will help us as we go about our day. Bless the speaker, Lord, and his entire family in the mighty name of Jesus. And whatever he touches, prosper. Now, Lord, we thank you for our dear family members who are here on the call. We thank you, Lord, that this word will be an encourager to them today. Father, we thank you that whatever they have trusted you for and asked you for, Lord, that we hold on to it by faith, knowing that you will fulfill that which you have promised. And now, Lord, we bind Satan in the mighty name of Jesus. He has no place on this call, him or any of his cohorts, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given us the authority to trample all over him and cast him out in Jesus' name, which is what we have done on this call. Therefore, this call will go forth with clarity. And, Lord, our souls and our minds and our body will be enriched by it. We give you praise right now, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, my TMC family. Remember, we stay over so that we can have our prayer requests and praise reports, and go out and have a blessed day as we walk by faith and not by sight. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, my Sister Robin. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer and greeting this victorious family of God. Good morning to each one of you. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey, and I am going to welcome you also to the Master's Call. It's an awesome call, and we are glad that you are here with us on Faith is Friday. Praise God for that great tag. Well, this call is about our King, our Master, our Lord, our Savior, the lover of our soul, and we are so grateful to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who's affectionately known as our Mother Eagle, and the ambassador of Artists International, our Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you, victorious women of God, for doing what you do best, and that is serving our Lord. And because of their faithfulness, we have this call. We started on October 25th, 2010, and we are approaching our fourth year, and it's going to be an excited time, just the way it is every day. So stay tuned and look forward to hearing what we have in store for you. We stand on Psalms 88:13, our scripture. You can locate it in the book of Psalms, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." That's what we are about. It's an honor and a privilege to pray for you. And just as Willis said, we will continue to do that today. You can stay on the line. We will take your prayer requests and your praise reports and bring them before the King. Our mission statement is truly teaching us and empowering us. We are enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. We have a call here that is Monday through Friday from 7 to 7:30 Central Time, 6 Pacific and Mountain Time, and 8 Eastern Time. So you can dial into 712-432-0075, PIN code 957-677-POUND. And if you want to hear the replay for today, dial 712-432-1085 and the same PIN code 957-677-POUND. We didn't forget anything. We have a website for you. You can listen to every single message. Feel free to go to www.themasterscall.net. All the messages are there. Those messages that have been archived, yesterday's message, information about the ministers, their bios, feel free to peruse and have a great time. You can send your praise reports, your prayer requests. If you would like to be part of our team, if you feel that God has given you a message you would love to share with us, Dr. Vanessa or myself will get back to you. And all that information you can send to our email address, and that is info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. We also, because Artists International is a thread that has brought many of us together, and we are artists, entrepreneurs, health and wellness entrepreneurs, going about doing great things for our God and also sharing these awesome products and garments with individuals. So if you are on this call and you would like to find out more about Artists International, please go back to the person who invited you to the call. And we also have a morning motivational call. And that call is hosted by Dr. Dorothy Cook. She is the godmother of Artists International. Her and her awesome team, they are teaching us, they are training us, they are showing us and sharing with us great news, great opportunities, great tools that we are using within our company. So again, that number for you is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. We are on our way to the Bahamas. We are staying at the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas, and that is going to be held October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd. Hopefully everyone has their tickets who are planning to attend. If not, it's not too late. You can go to the King of Artists, the King of Artists, their website. It is artistempowermentconference.com. It's a group of mighty men of God. They are faithful to the Lord. They are faithful to artists, and they always provide us with an awesome conference. Again, that website is artistempowermentconference.com. I will come back with additional announcements, but right now let me tell you about the mighty man of God. Pastor Derek is a pastor. He has been pastoring for over 18 years. He's a senior pastor and the president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York, here on the East Coast. He, too, is an artist entrepreneur. He is married to his wonderful wife, First Lady Beverly Brasnell. They have three awesome children who are serving the Lord, Nigel, Clavia, and Angel. He is a granddaddy. He has a beautiful son-in-law and a daughter-in-law. And as I mentioned, he's a papa. So Pastor Allen received his license to preach also in Trinidad and Tobago. He travels internationally and worldwide. He believes in evangelizing even to those individuals, our Muslim friends, our Hindu friends, all those individuals who need to know about our Lord and Savior. Pastor Allen travels to St. Croix, St. Thomas, St. Vincent, the Grenadines, Nigeria, West Africa, all over, as I mentioned. And he continues to be bold and brazen. He's fighting on God's side. And without any further delay, are you there, mighty man of God, Pastor Derek?
God bless you. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you. We're ready. Take it away.
God bless you. Thank you very much, my sister. You have always been a blessing. Amen. Thank you for that awesome introduction. I think I have to now amend my bio a little bit. God bless my wife and my daughter and son-in-law with another grandchild. So last Friday, we have another member of our family, a little girl, Zaria. Amen. So now we have four grandchildren. But enough of that for now. I thank God for this opportunity again. I always count it as an opportunity. I'm humbled, amen, to be called upon to share on these calls, Master's Morning Call. Thank God for Dr. PK. Thank God for Dr. Vanessa. Thank God for you, mighty woman of God, amen, who is hosting this morning. All of you artists, amen, entrepreneurs, distributors, the DR Delion family, and the entire artist family all over the world. God is truly great. You know, I want to talk to us this morning on a topic, will this pain ever go away? Will this pain ever go away? And I'm telling you, you know, as a pastor, I'm involved in, you know, ministry here in New York, and it is really, really something when you see, especially in this time, the things that are happening around us, and not just around us, but all around the world. It's really, 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 you know, almost breathtaking to see the many things that folks are going through. I want to use a scripture this morning, Jeremiah chapter number 15, and I'm going to use one verse. I actually have from verse 15 to the end. You can read it through just understanding the conversation of Jeremiah that he's having with God. But I'm going to use, because of time, verse number 18. So he asks this question, why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will thou be always unto me as a liar and as waters that fail? So we pray this morning, Father, I pray as I always do, that God, even as this word go forth, I pray for that anointing, that special anointing, the anointing that I so frequently pray for to be upon me this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said, and I understand time is always of the essence, so for 10 minutes or so, I'm going to really try to bring this this question down to understand pain. And I am telling you, and for you women and ladies on the call this morning, you can relate as I go forth in this word today with some of the things, statement that I would make. But I am telling you, just last night, I know for those of you who follow Electric Media, that Joan Rivers died on yesterday, and she's just one of those legends that died. But right here in Brooklyn, New York, in one of, in our community, we lost a legend, a man who have really blessed us, amen, Dr. Houghton Lewis. And maybe you may not be familiar with him, but if you Google this man, you're going to find him coming out of Jamaica, West Indies, and such a legend, and what he has left us this morning. So I just finished my radio program at 8 o'clock, and I give tribute to him. And you think about pain, and what is pain? Someone once said that pain is good. Did I say that? Yes, someone said it this way. Pain is good. in the body, it let us know that something is wrong. So what am I saying this morning is that when you feel pain in your body, it's a signal. And I can talk about some of the artist products, and I can talk about our body this morning for us to understand that we need to know what's going on with our body, number one. And number two is that when you feel the pain, don't always run to the painkiller first. Understand what I'm saying? If you cannot bear the pain, by all means. Because what I believe, I have a philosophy that if I am hurting, there is a reason why I am hurting. Are you hearing me this morning? So pain in the body is a signal that something is wrong. Pain. We can also agree that pain hurts. When we think about pain, we think about torture or distress or torment. Amen. We think about death. Also think for you ladies and women, you think about childbirth. It is painful. I saw my daughter literally cry on last Friday, but when a few minutes after the baby came out, she was smiling. So even in childbirth, there is a pain. And I'm saying to us this morning that to understand that we're in a real world and, oh, God, sometime with the pain, and you cannot take it anymore, and so many things that are bringing on pain. And the question this morning is, will this pain ever go away? Oh, glory to God. The story is told about a man and his daughter. This man, it seemed like he was the one who would have taken his daughter to the doctor. And this child had a rare disease that she had to go in and they have to either give her, insert a needle in her body for her to feel better. And the story is told that one day this dad took his daughter to the doctor for the routine, amen, praise God, procedure that had to be done. And while he was waiting in the waiting room, his daughter was there with the doctor. And he heard his daughter cry out for pain. And he, as any, you know, good parent would do, he ran in the room and he asked, honey, what's wrong? And the girl was saying, daddy, please make him stop. Which the doctor and the dad tried to console his daughter by telling her, listen, honey, what the doctor is doing, it might hurt, but at the end it will make you feel better. But the child was kind of consistent and persistent, asking her dad to have the doctor stop. And he left the room again. And when he was sitting in the waiting room, he heard the child cry out, daddy, please have mercy. And the dad ran back in the room, and he snatched his daughter from the doctor, and he embraced his child. I am telling you this morning, sometimes and pain hurts. Will this pain ever go away? And today I want you to see this pain, not just physically, but some people have mental pain and psychological pain and emotional pain and yes, amen, pain of different sorts. Oh, glory to God. After the fall of man, God passed a judgment on man. And one of the things that brought pain was sin. Sin brought on some pain. In the book of Genesis chapter number 3, verse 16, the word of God said, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow, amen, thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall have rule over you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat, amen, of it. Cursed be the ground for thy sake. In sorrow, in pain, shall, amen, praise God, hallelujah, shall thou eat all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles, and amen, thou shall bring forth unto thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy brow thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, from thus thou art, and thus shalt thou return. So to understand this morning that sin brought on a pain. So now when our wives and our women and our daughters and our mothers give birth, they give birth in pain. And now, man, we have to go out and work, and we work, and sometimes it's hard work. It brings pain. And, oh, God, when will this pain, or will this pain ever go away? Will I ever be pain-free? And I'm speaking to somebody this morning on this call. You've been so much in your life already, and it seemed like, God have mercy, will I ever get a release of this situation that I'm in? Will this pain ever go away? Will this confusion in my family ever stop? Will me and my wife ever get in one accord? Will you, me and my husband ever come in one accord? Will my children obey me? Will my children ever fall in line? You just holding your head and you cannot understand why all of this pain. Oh my God, this morning. Hallelujah. Well, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 6 and verse 6, the word of God said, it said, amen, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved, it pained the heart of God. So even God felt a pain when he saw the state of man. I am telling you this morning, one of the things that have brought on pain is when you think about terrorism and ISIS and some of these groups that are, you know, just warring, trying to be the best leader, the most strongest leader around the world. And you can think about that mother who last week got on the television and plead with this man from ISIS, to please release her son. And God have mercy, that heartless man took the neck of that young man off. And, oh, God, it's not just to see your son or your daughter being in pain, but it's to understand as a parent, amen, the emotional pain that you feel, amen, when your loved one, God have mercy, is sick or in pain or died. Oh, God, this morning, hallelujah, will this pain ever go away? Job number 6, verse 1 through verse 10, I'm going to try to go through it really fast, but I want us to understand this morning that even Job, a mighty man of God, the Bible said that Job shunned evil. He eschewed God, and he shunned evil. He held on to his integrity. But there was a time in the life of Job that even Job needed to understand, when will my change come? In the book of Job 6, praise God, and verse number 1, the word of God said, hallelujah, but Job answered and said, oh, that my grief was through, amen, amen, praise God, truly weighed, and my calamities lay in the balance together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore, my words are swallowed up for the narrow, amen, for the arrow of the Almighty. And you see, let me just interject here. Sometimes we blame God. I'm telling somebody this morning that I do not believe that because of something we have done, God bring punishment on us in the way that man try to interpret punishment to be. You see, sometimes we see people sick, and sometimes we see people going through, and we say it's because of something negative that they have done. Sometimes it can hold, but even as, amen, Jeremiah was saying to God in the scripture that we read, why is my pain so perpetual? Oh, my God, my wounds are not being cured. And even, amen, Jeremiah began to question God action. God, if he's a liar, understand this morning that you might want to question God, but know that you need to have a relationship with him, that you can go to him as a friend. Jeremiah was saying, God have mercy, because it's altogether unto me, amen, is as water that fail. You see, water, amen, praise God, that runs into the stream, that brings, amen, the quench your thirst, that good water, but water that is contaminated, water that is settled, amen, praise God, and have, amen, germs in it is not good water. So the man of God, he was saying, the water, it seemed like it's contaminated water, but I'm here to tell you again to understand that it's not. To say because someone is going through something in their lives is to say, well, it's something they have done. I know good people who went through things in their lives. I know good people who suffered, praise God. And we do not have all of the answers to say why. But God, because we are in the world, we are going to face situations in our lives. But know this morning, hallelujah, as I bring it in, that God knows everything that you're facing in your life. I want you to read, amen, some of these scriptures. Jeremiah, amen, chapter 4, verse 19. Read it on your own time. John 16, 19 through 21. Psalms 30, verse 5 said, weeping men endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh my God, tell your neighbor, this too shall pass. In the book of Revelation, oh praise God, my last scripture this morning, amen, as I give it back, Revelation chapter number 21 and verse 1 through, praise God, verse number 7, after everything has passed, you need to understand, beloved one, because we are in this body, we will face things in our lives, but the pain will pass. Oh, my God, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. I'm so sorry that I had to kind of dilute this method because of time, but understanding the pain that you're facing will not last forever. That pain is going to pass, whatever the situation is. God has your best interest at heart. Jeremiah chapter number 21, praise God, verse 1, amen, the writer said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I just saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people. And God, even their own God, he shall be their God. Somebody hear me today. God will wipe all your tears away. Whatever the pains are this morning, God is able to wipe your tears away. Oh, God bless you this morning. I give it back to our host in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise
amen. God. Amen, amen, amen. I so receive that. Thank you so much, Pastor Derek. I am going to call you back after we pray and we have our announcement so you can give us our daily closing. And then, Dr. Vanessa, you also, my victorious woman of God, will come forward so we can continue and take your prayer request and your praise report. Father, you are so good to us. You are so faithful and so loyal. And Lord, thank you, because you took pain away. You are the one who took pain. And even though many of us may have gone through or is going through pain right now and asking that very question, we thank you because you are the God of peace. We thank you because you are the God of comfort. We thank you because you are the God that restores your people. We thank you because you are the healer. You are the deliverer. And Lord, we are going to lift up to you right now our family members. Father, we thank you for Minister Ernest. He is recovering. Stroke is a name. It has bowed. And we speak health. We speak strength over his body, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that your word has not returned void, and Minister Ernest is getting stronger every single day in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for Martha Gibbons, Father. Right now, Lord, surround her with your loving kindness. Surround her with your comforting arms, Father. Her mom has come to you. Her mom is in the presence of the Lord, and we know that Sister Geneva is with you, Father. But weeping, it does endure for a night. But Martha Gibbons, dear sister in Christ, know that joy is coming, and we will continue to lift you up. And the Lord is your peace. The Lord is your strength. Father, we thank you that you strengthen her during this time as she prepares for the homegoing of her mom. And we thank you for strengthening Joni, Lord. We thank you, Father, for strengthening Dr. Dorothy Cook, Father. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening all of your people, Father, those who are going through any type of pain, any type of tribulation, anyone who's asking you those questions, when is it going to stop? When is it going to go away? You are the one who is wiping their tears. You are the one who is strengthening them, and we thank you for that in the mighty name of Jesus. Family members, don't forget, we have our morning motivational call. It is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Get on that call. But if you can, stay with us. We will take your prayer request. Don't forget, the conference is approaching in October, the 31st and November 1st and 2nd. Go to Artist Empowerment Conference website. That is www.artistempowermentconference.com. Register, find out more about what's going on. The playback number for today is 712-432-1085, PIN code 957-677-POUND. Again, we love you. We want to take your praise reports and prayer requests. Stay with us if you can. Pastor Derek, please come forward. And then Dr. Vanessa, it's all yours. Have an awesome day, Pastor Derek.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we give all thanks and praise, as I said. You know, when we think about it, so many people are hurting, so many things that are happening. And I know deep down inside these questions, or this question is asked, when will this pain ever go away? And it seemed like from one thing to another, next thing to something else. But I'm telling you, God is going to wipe the tears away from your eyes. God is going to give you your joy back. This too shall pass. Father, we give you thanks again. It's another opportunity for us, oh God, to come before you, oh God, and just encourage one another. Lord God, you said to be a friend, we must first show ourselves friendly, and iron sharpens iron. So God, even, oh God, as someone is being sharpened today, so, oh God, I can be sharpened. Lord God, we thank you for, again, this Master's Morning Call. We thank you, God, for the host and, oh God, the organizers. Thank you for the vision, oh God, and the visionary. Thank you, God, for even the Delion family. Oh God, we give you praise today. Father God, touch each and every one. Each person who have their different needs, their faces are different. So, Father God, are their needs. We leave everything concerning them, Holy Ghost, in your capable hands this morning. Thank you for another Friday. Oh, God, I pray for a blessed and favorable weekend in Jesus' name. Remember that you're the head, you're not a tail. You're a victor, you're not a victim. You're up, you're not down. You're destined for greatness. Destiny is ahead of you. Square your shoulders and keep your chin up. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help. In Jesus' name, God bless you is my prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. What a powerful word. Will this pain ever go away? It truly ministered to my spirit, and congratulations on the addition of a new grandchild in your family. We so appreciate you and esteem the God in you, and I never take it for granted how in your busy schedule you always make time
to bring us a rich Rhema word. So thank you again, Pastor Derek Allen. We so appreciate you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TNC family. This is Pastor V. Excited to be with you on this faithful Friday. God has been so good to us. And as our host, our prayer general, Minister Robin, we thank you. Reminded us that we are approaching 4 years. Can you believe it? When Dr. PK and I started this journey, October 25th, 2010, every Monday through Friday, whether it was a holiday like this past Labor Day or even Christmas Day, we have been faithful to be here to begin our day celebrating our Lord and Savior. And always to our prayer warrior, we thank Minister Willa for greeting us and saluting the Lord and always covering God's people in prayer. We praise God for each and every one of you. I think you all know that every Friday, one of the tenets of this call, one of the main points that the Lord made clear to us, that we would be a place of prayer. We would be midwives of prayer. You don't have to be a female to be a midwife in prayer, but to birth the will of God in our lives and the lives of Artists International. So every Friday we take time to open up the queue and ask you to give us your prayer requests and your praise reports of what God is doing in your life. So hit *6 and then one, and then you'll come into the queue, and we will be more than honored to take your prayer request, to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, as Ezekiel told us to do. You heard Minister Robin pray for our beloved Executive President, Martha Givens, who has been such a faithful supporter of this call. We've been praying for her mother, Geneva, for years. She had had several strokes, and she went home to be with the Lord right around midnight Sunday night into Monday morning. And I've spoke with Martha and prayed with her, and she is really doing well. And we were more concerned about her father, who had been married 64 years. Wow, some of us aren't even 64 years old. Been married 64 years to Mother Geneva, and he is doing amazingly well. And we know it's the prayers of the righteous. So continue to keep the Gadlin family, is her name, Geneva Gadlin, and Martha Givens and their entire family in prayer. I'll be speaking with her again today. They're finalizing homegoing celebration arrangements. They're in Fort Worth, Texas, with the Spencer Funeral Home. So we're looking forward to celebrating and covering them in prayer because we are just excited that God is doing what he promised us that he would do. And then our own minister, Ernest Hubbard, we thank God for him today. He had a massive stroke and is doing very well, is able to now start to speak some. And the doctors told him they were amazed how well he came through it, that his body was in such good shape. And he knows it's because he takes those Artist products. So he's recovering there in Dallas in the Parkland Hospital, and our prayers are with him. So I'm going to ask you all to, as we go into prayer, to definitely keep those two in prayer. Lord, we're going to open up the queue, and for those of you who have a prayer request, we are ready and more than eager to hear them. 6003, good morning. Welcome to the call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Jackie in Indiana.
Oh, you got a different number this morning. Good morning.
Well, my home phone is out of order for some reason this morning. It wouldn't allow me on the call, so I'm on my cellular phone this morning. But good morning to my TNC family. God bless you all. I am calling in prayer for my platinum, Lucelena Allison, to lift her up in prayer. She is going to have to have some surgical procedures, and she's there in Colombia, South America. She's been doing great work there in the South American country. So keep her lifted in prayer, and please keep, lift up her husband as well, because he is her strong support there. And her children that are still here in the States, keep that family in prayer, the Alicon family. Also, I'm requesting prayer for Sheila Manuel. I requested prayer for her and her husband a couple weeks ago. Her husband had to have open heart surgery. And just pray for her the strength that she needs to because she is still working and trying to actually give aid to her husband as well, so that God gives her strength to do what she needs to do in her time and her family as well. Also, I am requesting that you pray for me and my traveling mercies. My intent tomorrow is to travel to Louisville, Kentucky to join the Godmother and the Women's Circle team there in Louisville, Kentucky. It is a late program, and so I'll be traveling there and then returning back home so that I can be in the Sunday morning services on Sunday. And I don't believe anybody else is going to be traveling with me. I've reached out and asked the other distributors here, but I don't think anyone's going but myself. So I'm asking for traveling mercies as I travel. And I also want to praise God because my beloved young man here has secured employment with UPS, and so I'm so proud of him and pray for him that he would do well on his new job.
Oh, wait a minute. That's Caleb you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Say, of course, who else do we always pray for? Mr. Caleb got a job. Amen, your grandson. We praise God for that, and we will definitely keep your platinum in prayer. I had asked the other day for an update about your platinum, so I will definitely write that down, and we'll commit that to prayer. Thank you for that update. I appreciate it.
Yes, if you give me a call, I'll give you more specifics.
All righty. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to head to Philadelphia this morning. Mr. Vaughn, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Awesome, awesome. Good morning, Master's Call family. Yes, indeedy. I am calling my prayer request this morning, and it's not only for our artist family that's going to be traveling this weekend to help make things happen, this summary of a month of September for those still working towards that presidential rank. But also there's supposed to be some new changes for the Super Saturdays and how they're to go. So my prayer request is that each city that needs to have the special equipment or get those wonderful IT people in place so that we can broadcast it, you know, in the way in which our new director, Ms. Olga, is looking for us to do this, and we can all still see one another in that way, that takes place. And also, I have prayer requests in regards to my mom. She has her right eye, there's been blood showing up behind that right eye, and so she has to have surgery. And the earliest appointment that they could give her is this coming Monday because it was all full. And so I just pray that when they go in and rinse out that it's not a whole lot of damage, because they said, she told me that if it's too much damage that she to the retina, she could actually fully blind in that right eye. And so hopefully that's not the case, that they'll be able to get in there still in time enough to repair or make whatever repairs need to take place without her losing any sight. So that's my prayer request, and you guys have a blessed weekend.
Give me your mom's first name, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Francis.
Okay. We got it.
Thank you, thank you.
All righty. Okay. You all bear with me. I've been getting texts, and I'm actually doing two boards at the same time, hoping that someone comes on their other call. All righty, are there any more prayer requests at this time? Because the queue is empty, and we just want to make sure we always are hearing and receiving all the prayer requests that you all have this morning. We are excited about the ability, the mind to pray. Hold on, you guys, just a second. Let me ask Minister Robin if you could come back on and lead them in prayer. Is Minister Robin?
Yes. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you because you are God all by yourself. Lord Jesus, these prayer requests that have come before you, Father, we know that this is not taking you by any surprise. We lift up Minister Herbert to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that he is recovering. We thank you, Father, for the artist products that have assisted him during this time also. And, Lord, we thank you for mobility. We thank you for strength. We thank you, Father, for the joints being able to be circulated and moved in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Jackie's request of her son, Father. You know and we know that the prayer of the righteous, they avail much. And all that we prayed and believed to occur in this young man's life, it is happening. So, Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor. We thank you to continue to do a great work in his life, Father. Continue to let him be that light that's dispelling darkness. Continue, Lord God, because he is that living epistle. He is being read by all men, Father, and we see that you're doing great and mighty things in his life. Lord Jesus, you are the one who died for us. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, and you took all the pain away. So bleeding, we know that the blood of Jesus is powerful. And this bleeding behind the eye, Lord God, it has to stop. Father God, we thank you that there will be no permanent damage, Father. We thank you that it's been discovered early in the name of Jesus. And that she has favor, Miss Francis, Father, with the physicians, with the eye doctors, Father, in the name of Jesus. And they'll be able to find out exactly what it is, Lord God. It is nothing more than what you want it to be, Father, in Jesus' name. And we lift up Executive President Martha Givens, Father. We know that she knows her mom is with you, Father. But during the preparation and the finalization of her mother's home going, Father, give her your strength. And her dad also, Father, because 64 is a long time to be married, Father. And we know that you are comforting him during this time. And as they look back and they smile and they see the joy that their mother, her mother has given her and his wife has given him, Father, they know, Lord God, that this too shall pass, this discomfort, this weeping, and joy is coming in the morning. Let this celebration be a celebration, Father God, where many will come to know the Lord in the name of Jesus. And as the Super Saturdays are approaching and being prepared, Father, thank you for favor. Your people have favor, Father. All of the tools, all of the instruments, all of the equipment, all of the people who are supposed to be involved and who are preparing, Father God, everything is lining up according to your plan and your purpose for each one of these Saturdays, Father. I thank you that people are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I thank you for new business partners, Father, coming into Artists International. And we lift up the new director, Father. Thank you for a team that is standing with her and guiding her and working with her because unity is important. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for Papa and Mama, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the vision that you've given them along with their children, Father. And we lift up all of the platinums all the way down to the newest person who just came in maybe 5 minutes ago, Father. You're not a respecter of persons, Father. We thank you, Lord, that they will do great and mighty things in Artists International and most importantly for you. And, Father, thank you for Pastor Derek. Thank you for his faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, for the word that has came forward, Father, because we do question and we do want pain to cease. And we know, Lord God, that you are wiping away the tears. We know, Lord God, that you are the one, Father God, who are delivering your people, who are stressing your people, who are comforting your people, Father. So, Lord, we give you all the honor and all the praise. We thank you for your man of God. We thank you for filling him up, Father. We thank you for the birth of a new grandbaby, Father. He and his family are blessed, and they are highly favored. thank you for the leaders of this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Rogers, Father. Bless them in abundance, Father, mightily, because they are faithful to you. They are faithful to us. They are faithful to all of us, and we thank you for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Go out. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thank you so much for hopping in and TMC fans, I apologize. For some reason, no one showed up on the boards on the other call, and it was mayhem, and they kept blowing up my phone. So it's good to have backup. So Minister Robert, thank you so much for stepping right in and definitely interceding and praying for all our prayer requests. And we just thank you that you all are just ready to pray, ready to rejoice, ready to stand in the gap one for another, because that's what it's all about. So, again, thank you on this faithful Friday for just being a part of what God's doing. We've received a rich word from Pastor Derek Allen today to go out over this weekend and be empowered, to be equipped and enhanced to do the work of the kingdom. And we just want to celebrate life as we celebrate what God is doing in us, but utmost cooperating for what God is doing through us. So, Father God, I just thank you as we leave this call, as we just go on with our day, blessed, equipped, and highly favored to be your ministers in the marketplace. We rejoice knowing that it's all in your hands and that you are doing a complete work in us and through us. We celebrate what you've done, what you're doing, and with expectation, anticipation, we look forward to the manifestation of the promises in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a phenomenal weekend. We look forward to hearing you back on the call on Monday. Love you so much, and be blessed. Bye-bye.